public hearings. Moving on to other business. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, we are still in session. We have 8 or 9 more items of business this evening before we refer back to our public hearings. You are welcome to stay, but if you are going to leave, please get up and do so quietly, and you may have all the conversation you like out in the lobby. Okay, our first item of other business is Subdivision 2018-21 Quail Run Estates, formerly known as Carriage Springs, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a cluster subdivision of 10 single-family dwellings, site improvements, and open space using the cluster development option. The site is a 10-acre parcel of land that is accessed from Huff Road, that's Sussex County Route 252. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved with conditions at the December 20th, 2018 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The district is 235, the map is 24, and the parcel is 38.03. And the zoning is AR1, agricultural residential, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the final subdivision plan for 2018-21 Quail Run Estates, Carriage Springs.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2018-21 Quail Run Estates, formerly known as Carriage Springs, as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2017-07 Benson Ridge, formerly known as the Villas.
This is a final subdivision plan for a standard subdivision of 27 single family lots and site improvements. The site is 23.0955 acres, parcel of land that is accessed from Benson Road and at Sussex County Route 216. The preliminary subdivision plan was approved with conditions at the August 24, 2017 meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final subdivision is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code and all conditions of approval. The district is 230, the map is 21, and the parcel is 14. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
It's not as easy as
I know.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan of 2017-07 Benson Ridge.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-07 Benson Ridge as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item is Peachtree Acres revised site plan.
This is a revised site plan for a 76-unit assisted living facility for patients with brain trauma to be located off of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway. The site plan has previously received preliminary approval by the Planning Commission on December 21st, 2017, and final by staff on September 11, 2018, but has since removed a building and the interconnectivity to the parcel to the east. Ownership of this project has changed, and with it some changes to the site design and the removal of interconnectivity with the intent to possibly include connectivity in the future. The district is 235, the map is 30, and the parcel is 58. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals for the revised site plan. Thank you.
On this one, I have a question. Don't we, for commercial, we're requiring interconnectivity, correct?
So at the time this originally came in, interconnectivity was not required, but it sounds like they're reserving area for potential future interconnectivity.
But
you can require interconnectivity as part of the site plan.
Wow, she's cutting me right off at this point. Yeah. Okay, so.
Impact. She empowered you.
Yeah.
You've had an impact, clearly.
Yeah. You can get it done,
clearly.
Okay, so how do I just say to make a motion to approve the revised site plan with the condition that interconnectivity be
provided?
Provided.
On the final site plan.
On the final site plan. Like that, just like that.
I second.
Yeah, good.
Moved and seconded to approve Peachtree Acres revised site plan, subject to the terms stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Jack Allen taught me that. Our next item is site plan 19-09AG Concrete Works. This is for conditional use number 2154, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a fenced storage yard for concrete forms, equipment storage, and associated parking to be located off of Burbage Road. Conditional use 2154 was approved by County Council on February 5th, 2019. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code and all conditions of approval. The district is 134, the map is 14, and the parcels are 20 and 20.03. And the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
On this one, just real quick, before there's a motion, just so it's on the record, when this public hearing came through, there was at least some confusion during the hearing about what properties they were talking about. Just so this conforms with the approvals that were issued for that conditional use?
Yes.
Do you remember there was some question?
Yeah, because they would have been farther to the west. Yeah.
Right, okay.
So that it ended up being the two to the east.
Gotcha.
Closer towards the intersection.
Thanks. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S19-09AG Concrete Works CU 2154 with final site plan approval subject to staff receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve site plan S19-09AG Concrete Works as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-19 Delmar Storage Solutions preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an 816 square foot office with 624 square feet of garage and 21 storage buildings containing a total of 428 units of varying sizes. This project is to be located off Old Stage Road, just outside the city limits of Delmar. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the district is 532, the map is 20, and the parcels are 107 and 107.08. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of S-19-19 Delmar Storage Solutions with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, it's been moved.
Second.
Oh, sorry. There you go. Sorry. It was coming. It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-19 Delmar Storage Solutions as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And the chairman abstained from voting on this, so the motion passes 4-1 with one abstention. The next item is site plan 18-87, Arctec Air Heating and Cooling, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a proposed 4,814 square foot warehouse and existing 497 square foot building and other site improvements to be located off of Sussex Highway, US Route 13. The Planning Commission approved conditional use 2139 for storage warehouse for small contractors on September 25th, 2018. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The district is 530, the map is 17, and the parcel is 10. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals from DLDOT.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-1887, Arctec Air Heating and Cooling, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff after receiving all agency approvals.
A second.
It's We moved and seconded to approve site plan number 18-87, Arctech Air Heating and Cooling as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-09, Peninsula Square, preliminary site plan.
I have 19-05 for that one. Just want to clarify. This is a preliminary site plan for Peninsula Square Phase 1 for a 40,000 square foot shopping center, 14,000 square foot of medical office, 6,200 square feet of restaurant, and a 100 room, 35,000 square foot hotel and parking located at the southwest corner of Autumn Road and John J. Williams Highway. The site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the district is 234, the map is 23, and the parcel is 115. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. And I also want to also preface this one by saying that there is parking in the front yard.
I was going to say, I thought this had parking in the front.
Yes.
Setback.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, regard to S1905, Peninsula Square Phase 1, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-05, Peninsula Square, as a preliminary, with the final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 19-13, Dogfish Head Tower North Development LLC, Cell Tower Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 190-foot monopole cell tower and a 100-by-100-foot fenced-in telecommunications compound located at 25754 Cave Neck Road, Sussex County Road 88. A special use exception case number 11262 was granted for the use on January 28, 2019, and a special use exception case number 12283 was granted for the height on March 4, 2019 by the Board of Adjustment. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 235, Map 20, Parcel 54. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff is in receipt of agency approvals.
Chairman, I make a motion for the approval of the preliminary site plan for plan S19-13, Tower North Development LLC, Dogfish Head, with the final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
And the all approvals are in hand, is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, sorry.
And would you like to amend
your
motion?
Yeah, let's just make this a final.
Preliminary and a final?
Preliminary and final site plan.
Second. I second.
Second. Okay, so moved and seconded to approve site plan S19-13, Dogfish Head Tower North Development LLC, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-14, AT&T Blade Cell Tower preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 150-foot monopole cell tower with a 6-foot lightning rod with a 50-by-50 telecommunications compound located at 27718 O'Neill's Road, Sussex County Road 485. A special use exception case number 12282 was approved for the use on March 4th, 2019 by the Board of Adjustment. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 7, Parcel 24. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, I move for approval of S19-14 AT&T Blades with the preliminary site plan with final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-14 AT&T Blades as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is site plan 19-15 Tower Co. Millsboro Cell Tower Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 150-foot monopole cell tower with a 35-by-86-foot telecommunications compound located at 25375 Banks Road, Sussex County Road 298. A special use exception, case number 12278, was granted for the use on April 1st, 2019 by the Board of Adjustment. The preliminary site plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 287. The zoning is GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for S19-15 Tower CO Millsboro with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve site plan 19-15 Tower CO Millsboro as a preliminary with final approval will be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Sandra K. Moore, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement over an existing driveway to create one lot measuring 5.6186 plus or minus acres with a residual lot measuring 1.2969 acres. Located off of Vaughan Road, Sussex County Road 520. The existing shed will be removed if the subdivision is approved. The tax parcel is District 135, Map 19, Parcel 16.15. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of Sandra K. Moore, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve lands of Sandra K. Moore, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval will be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of Santo and Stephanie DeFada, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of Lot 21 in the Fenwick Island Estates subdivision of approximately 2.01 acres into three buildable lots consisting of two half-acre lots that would be Lot 21A and 21B and one acre lot, which is Lot 21C, respectively, off of a 50-foot easement. The parcel is located on the southeast corner of Murphy Circle West and Murphy Circle East in Selbyville, Delaware. The preliminary subdivision plan is in compliance with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 17, Parcel 240. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Before we move on that, is this one part of an existing subdivision?
It is.
Do we have, because it's
51%?
Yeah.
I do believe we do.
Okay.
Make sure, though.
Right. So we have that on the record.
Yes, we do. We are in receipt of the fifth letters from 51%.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thanks. We're good?
We're good, then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mr. Chair. In regards to lands of Santo and Stephanie DeFado, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Santo and Stephanie DeFado with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
You have one opposed?
I'm sorry.
Were you opposed?
No.
Oh,
aye.
Oh.
Aye.
All right.
Aye, apologies.
Carried. Okay. All right. Please.
Come on, you were on the board.
You were on delay. Were you on delay? Okay. I understand. Happens to me, too. All right, then. Referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2019-7, Guy subdivision, Charles H. Guy the Fourth.
On that one, if you don't mind, if we could defer it out, and I want to look at the 99.9C stuff just one more time, and then we can come up with a motion if you're inclined to act favorably on it.
Which one?
The
Guy subdivision
for 13 lots. First
okay.
One.
All right. I move that we defer for further consideration.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-7, Guy Subdivision, Charles H. Guy IV. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was conditional use number 2156, Christine and Joseph R. Hudson.
Make a motion that we defer on this for further consideration.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2156, Christine and Joseph R. Hudson. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1876, Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed. I want to a couple comments, and I'm going to ask Ms. Cornwell to sort of lighten us on a couple of things. Typically don't allow a lot of testimony that revisits previous or related or nearby applications and so on. I allowed that this evening because I think I was the only one here when that application was heard.
On
the fitness center, and then on the one that was on the backside, the Orchard, right. The Orchard Road.
Definitely here for the fitness center.
Yeah, it was not the fitness. It was referring to.
Okay,
the
duplexes.
But I thought it was necessary, and for you to hear to hear that, and I think they did ultimately relate some of that to this application, so that's why that we did that. Now, Ms. Cornwell, this issue of single family versus multifamily, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but I want to make sure that we agree, because you're going to be right. The condominiums have been historically considered multifamily units. Is that how we get where we are with this?
That is correct. Condos have typically always been considered as multifamily development.
Even if they were physically contained in a structure that was designed for or looked like a single family home, because there were no lot lines. You know, condominium is a way to own something. That's really what right. Condominiums are. It's a way to own property. It's not a building. It's a way to own real estate. And for good or ill, and this may be a discussion that we need to have at some point, should we want to differentiate further than we already do? So for the purposes of our code, it is a multifamily. It's a multifamily development. It's not even though they look like single family homes. It might look like a duck, walk like a duck, talk like a duck, but according to our ordinance, it's not a duck. Okay, and it's the ordinance is what rules. And occasionally, our ordinance seems to be counterintuitive sometimes, but that's my understanding of the way it is. It's not to say that it couldn't be changed at some point, but because there's certainly arguments for that. But those were the things I wanted to mention, and the other thing is that it sure seems to me that when we hear these arguments about how this is going to impact the desirability of the real estate, those old broken down chicken houses were there when those units were built and sold. I just don't quite get the idea that that these houses would be uglier than that. But the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But we've certainly heard the testimony. A lot of good points were made. I'm far from ready to make a decision on this, but
I am too.
On that, is it Huff Road across from your office where Frank Key put those
It's down there by the Wawa. You talking about the one that's a...
It was the same deal. It was the same condo.
So there's several examples. One, Saddle Ridge on Route 24, as I recall. That came through as a single-family condominium.
There's a number, I mean, Salt Air.
Subdivision.
The testimony that there have been a lot of them is absolutely true. I've been here for a long time, and I can tell you a lot of them happened. Are there a lot of them in that neighborhood? Probably not. No. So...
But there's a lot in the eastern Sussex County, and even over towards...
I mean, it's not unusual.
I'm curious about the parking situation. With them that close together, even if they do have street parking, could they actually get cars on the street, is what I'm...
If you have a 24-foot wide road, and I park in front of my house, and you live in the house across the street, and you park in front of yours, and each one of our cars is, what are they, 8 feet? 7 or 8 feet?
Well, you allow that much for one. They're not, but you better allow for that much, though.
So as proposed, it would exceed the parking requirement, because they stated that they could get at least one in a garage and two within the driveway, and it is only, the units are only required to have two parking spaces.
But I think everybody agrees that it's an issue, and it could be another. Now, we have some history on this too, Vince. We went through a phase where we required more. I remember this parking requirement being increased and then reduced, because I'm trying to remember the problem it created when we increased it. We ended up with way more parking than anyone was ever going to use.
And then it also was, it was increased at one point because it was, if I remember right, two spaces, but you know, one was the garage and one's the driveway, and everybody was filling up the garage with boogie boards
stuff,
and beach chairs and stuff. You know, so it essentially made it one space and then parked down the street.
I mean, you know, a two-car garage is a one-car garage, and a one-car garage is a no-car garage. You know, but but I understand, and I think about that too. That it would be interesting if, we have to work with the code we have, but going back to maybe revisiting some of these ordinances, if we could find a happy medium where there would be some requirement for some number of overflow spaces.
Yeah. Just in general life.
And I think the testimony about the 24-foot street, I get that, but only if you're going to have, you'd have to have parking just on one side of the street, though. You couldn't let them park on both sides. Because you'll never get down the street. It'll be bad enough with them parked on one side. So, something we need to look at.
Agreed.
And sometimes too, you know, when it's a particularly larger development, if there's a clubhouse or whatever, there'd be overflow parking there.
Right.
Right.
Well, I mean, like other places, like the one on Gill's Neck, we asked for more parking there. It's not the same thing. They had.
Right.
Duplexes there, but that was one of the requirements.
I was actually looking at the plan to see where a space or two might be able to be stuck, maybe next to those ponds or something. But again, we're stuck with the ordinance we have. We can make.
You can conditions it.
But we could put that kind of condition on there. I think there's room for a couple.
Yeah, later.
Maybe widen the street in that area for parallel.
Something.
Something to consider.
I'm just thinking, based on things that have happened along Lewis Beach, people seem to get upset if you park in front of their house and you're not at their house. So, there's ordinance and then there's the way things work in real life.
The way things really happen.
Yeah,
and that's when we tried to fix this parking thing 10 or 15 years ago, that's what happened. It was looked good on paper, but when you saw it in real life, it didn't work.
And then one more quick question, because I thought I understood, and then I don't know, I just maybe I'm easily confused tonight. When they were talking about setbacks in backyards, how far is it from somebody's house to somebody else's house?
75 feet,
okay.
Said.
Between this development and the next one is what the testimony
house
was.
To house.
Yeah.
House to house.
Which is
75 feet is what he said.
Pretty good.
Okay. That's what, then I, I was good, and then we got cut in the setback backyard.
That's why I asked to see that picture again, because that looked like a long way.
It is.
That looked like a, yeah. I mean, but it could just be the perspective of the picture, too. It's really hard to tell.
And those existing Leyland cypresses will grow 4 feet per year and fan out and fill in quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, anybody else have any other discussion? Because I...
Because now's the time.
Now's the time, exactly.
I have nothing else.
Is there anything that we need to hold a record open for? We have everything we need. There wasn't anything.
I don't believe there was anything.
Any hanging fire?
I don't think so. And I'm assuming that when they come to, they've got to meet DLDOT requirements for their entrance. So,
absolutely.
Well, Mr. Robertson made a great suggestion on the fly this evening that I'm going to try to remember to do from now on, and that is when we're asking questions down the line here, we will include our DLDOT person in that and ask them if they have any comment or question. That way they, you know, they were speaking the same as the rest of the staff does.
Right.
They're not for or against,
right,
but they can say whatever's on their mind, and it's important for us to know if there's anything on their mind.
What's the open space requirement in MR? Do we have one?
We don't have one. It would be if it was a subdivision, and the type of subdivision would dictate the amount of open space that would be required.
And they're doing the maximum houses under an MR, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, because that's the thing you got to consider when you do the zone.
Yeah, they're the maximum number under MR, not the maximum they could get if they went just multifamily. It's a much higher number.
So maximum number they can get on the parcel of land based on the size.
Okay, yes, but if I'm talking about when we change the zone,
mm-hmm,
if something happens and they didn't build those houses, it's still zoned MR. So I was trying to figure out that's
so
how many they can have.
So it would be maximum at four.
That would, yep. It would never be more houses
that's
than
right.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay. These are other things that I just want to make sure we're
example,
on the record.
Yeah, it would be zoned. This is kind of how it would play out. It's zoned MR, and that stays. If nobody ever built, did anything with the conditional use, that would actually lapse. But to your point, it would always be MR, and you could always come in asking for 4 units an acre, which is permitted in MR.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I still need a little more time to think about this. So can I make a motion to defer on the change of zone 1876, Robert M. and Deborah Hudson?
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1876, Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mm-hmm. Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2169, Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed.
I also would like more time on this one, so I make a motion to defer a decision on conditional use 2169, Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2169, Robert M. and Deborah A. Reed. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. For the benefit of those of you who are still there that don't come here every week, when you hear something that we're deferring action on, just means that it's going to come up on another agenda, probably the next time we meet, but not always. So you're going to want to go to the website and keep an eye out for when it's on the agenda again. And do we have a time? We have a time limitation.
45 days.
Yeah, we have to make a decision within 45 days of today, which would encompass maybe two, at the most three meetings. But chances are it'll probably be on the next time.
Do you all know the date of the council hearing too? Do you know?
June 18th
is the council hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, be there or be square.
It was
yeah, no, I just want to make sure you all knew. So.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anyone else have anything? Yes, for the good of the order.
Two items. I sent out an email May 21st. County Council is having DLDOT come to their meeting to provide an update as to where they are with different projects, and you are invited to attend. Please let me know if you're interested, because then I just need to post that there's a potential quorum of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And your paper packet, that is the last paper packet you will be receiving. We are going completely paperless. So if you do not get the link, please let us know. If you don't see it by Friday, you need to give us a call Monday so we can make sure you get it. And if you have any questions with the iPads, just give us a call, stop by. We're happy to help with that.
But we never did figure out why we couldn't get that one PDF over.
Sam and I were messing with it this morning and even trying to print it. I think it's just how many layers that they had on it. It was in the front hour, it was still flattening. I don't know. We tried to compress it down to an older version of Adobe.
So is there anything else to go to the order?
I'm not sure. Okay. Why?
Hearing none. We'll adjourn the meeting. Peace and harmony prevailing. Okay. Now
unfortunately, Holly won tonight.